Hi, namaste. How are you all doing? It's a nice Christmassy feeling out there. And last week when we set up the entire podcast section for the website and started talking that we'd soon start putting out podcasts over there. Since then, I've been talking to a lot of people, what kind of subjects do we need to put there. So when we talk about, what you really need to begin with, what we need to start with, I think it all starts with the point where we all started becoming something that we were not. That's where the hurt began. Where did all of us start lying from? Where did all of us start being somebody else whom we're not? Why did we all start faking things? Why did we start lying? My daddy has the biggest boat on the planet. My mother cooks 20 meals in 15 minutes. All these kind of lies begin with one simple reason: is acceptability. Yeah, that's the right word, acceptability. The most important concern which I'm feeling with talking to a lot of people is that people are scared of being accepted of what they are, who they are. People are scared of talking to people about themselves. They don't want to show their real self, they say, and they feel, what if this person doesn't accept me? Maybe, what if, they don't like the real me, That's where all these lies, all these things come from, So what happens is, as per your makeup of the inside and the outside personality to what all you've learned, you carve a mental picture of the person that everybody's going to like, Like you tell your friends, oh, you come to my house, I have this amazing dollhouse, which, I want you to come and see. When you don't even have a dollhouse, So you go home and you fight with your parents. You want a dollhouse because you want a dollhouse, and you don't tell them why you need a dollhouse, because you have lied. You have lied to all your classmates that they want to come for a friend's date on a Saturday and see your dollhouse, because they want to see a new dollhouse. They don't have a dollhouse. So you pick up the thing to show off, to get that acceptability. So that acceptability, do you think it's getting you real friends, or it's trying to make you somebody else? So this is where the point of concern is. This is where you start picking up threads of weaving a complete different, making yourself a complete different canvas of lies. You just start making up things for yourself. You start lying about your family. You start lying about yourself. You start to even, go to the extent of, liking things which you don't like even. Oh my God, pink is my favorite color. Why? Because all the girls in my class like pink. So you also got to like pink. No matter how much you don't like, you hate pink. But you like pink because all the girls in the class like pink. So it is very, very important for parents to reach out the very moment they realize that the child has said a lie in the school for the reason of acceptability, because they need to snub it right there. The child needs to know that the child is appreciated for what he or she is. The child is loved for the reason of being their child. She doesn't need to be, or he doesn't need to become somebody else, pose as somebody else. In this game of pretend play, we don't realize how far we go. We start adapting personalities of people and what we are and what we become, just to get their acceptability. Is it valid? And this starts from what? Love. What do we want? Love. We want our classmates to love us. Then we want them to treat us well. So for them, treating us well is nothing to do with us. As children, we would not know that. But as parents, it is for us to hold it there, to tell them that they're beautiful, to tell them that they are all growing up. If somebody was bad to you, it's not because you've done something wrong or you need to change yourself. It's because they are dealing with something inside. There is a lot of unhealed people out there which trigger a lot of pain in us also. And we don't realize that. As parents, we make our kids run this entire rat race. We make them a part of this rat race to make them win. But do you really want your kids to just be a winner by being somebody else? If a child really has the capability and the skill set, no matter how much anybody stops that child, he will find his destination. But if you force your child to do well in something, he will never be able to accept his own self. Because what he has is what he has to accept first. And if he's fighting this battle of acceptability already in class, already in, with peers, and on top of that, you also impose, you know, you've got to be this, you've got to be that, rather than accepting what the child is. We're already pushing him towards that corner where he tries to, you know, adapt different roles. And this is where behavioral disorders start coming in. This is exactly where, you know, his fake self starts developing. And when he grows up and becomes somebody else, and he doesn't know whom to identify with, the real person inside who really craves for a specific kind of task, a specific kind of a happiness, or the person that the mold has made, because that's what, that mold is accepted. That person is no longer accepted because there's a mold over there that the past person has carved and weaved with lots of these lies. And most of the time, you know, what I've realized, it's parents from which the kids understand this, the sense of acceptability, you know. I will be accepted more if I do this. I will be accepted more if I get this. I will be accepted more, you know, if they get to know that I can do this. Why do we need this acceptance? This acceptance is needed for the child to become what? If the child is given love, if the child has adequate amount of basic attention of the parents, a child has a simple lifestyle where he's told that whatever he has today, he will grow tomorrow to increase and work towards getting more of that. But if we make the child become a part of this rat race of more, then definitely he'll become a part of and a victim of this rat race. So let your child be accepted for what the child is, you know, let the child know, let her know how beautiful, you know, there is, how beautiful their personality is. Shape, you are parents, you have to shape the clay beautifully, but the clay has its own properties. You can't make it act like sand, you can't turn it into marble. So as parents, it's our responsibility to let the child feel that the child is accepted for what the child is. And yes, there are going to be 1001 questions when they come home from school, and they are going to say, you know, but they don't like me like this. But that doesn't mean that you become somebody else. You can learn how to do, you can learn how to make play piano, you can play well, you know, you can become smart, you can dress well, but you don't have to act like somebody else. You don't have to lie. So hold the lie. Nip it in the bud before this lie becomes the basic trait of the personality of the person, and he finds this lie as an excuse and an escape for everything. Acceptability, the need to be accepted by your peers, by your loved ones, by people around, by your teachers, by your employees, is the basic problem where we start lying from. So please understand that people accepting you the way you are is more important than becoming somebody else as per their desires and then being accepted, because that person won't be accepted by you, and that is not what is real happiness. That is not peace. So then all those byproducts of this new personality that you've created that needs to be accepted, the byproducts are going to be unhappiness, fear, grief, guilt. And yes, all the time, you know, what if they get to know? What if they get to know? What if they get to know? And that will create a whole chain of lies, and that lies that will only get you away from people you love. So accept yourself. If you accept yourself, have confidence in yourself, is the only way people around you, your parents and everybody around you will accept you. When you're confident of yourself, when you know that you are a beautiful being, everybody's a beautiful being of God on this planet. Be pure, be nice, be truthful, love people. You know, when you genuinely love people and express them, even if they don't want you to hug them, if you just go hug them, they will know how important that hug is, because it's a natural thing. A hug is the most divine thing that you can give to the other person. A genuine, unconditional hug full of love makes the other person feels accepted. Don't you want a hug which is open, which is warm, which is full of love and doesn't want anything in return but to be hugged back? So accept yourself, be who you are, and keep rocking your world with the truth. Because what liberates, it's truth. What is peace is truth. What is right now is the truth. Accept yourself, and the world will accept your beauty. Namaste.